Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And if you haven't heard this yet, the fight to curtail the use of plastic bags is gaining steam in New York City. And there may be a law passed by City Council tomorrow. Some of the history here: in 2008, Mayor Bloomberg called for charging shoppers 6 cents for every plastic bag. In 2014, legislation that proposed a 5 cent fee on the most common plastic and paper bags was introduced into City Council. Well, today the Council Sanitation Committee is finally set to vote on the legislation known as Intro 209A, and tomorrow the full Council is likely to cast their votes. And joining me now to discuss this fight to limit the use of plastic bags is one of the sponsors of the bill, Councilman Brad Lander, who represents parts of Northwest Brooklyn, including Park Slope, Cobble Hill, Gowanus, Prospect Park, Windsor Terrace, Kensington, and Borough Park. Councilman Lander also chairs the Committee on Rules, Privileges, and Elections and is the founding co-chair of the Council's Progressive Caucus. Hi, Councilman. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Do you have the votes?
Yes, we do. It is going to be one of the closest votes this term, but a majority of the Council supports the bill.
Listeners, are you ready to pay a fee if you continue to use plastic bags in stores when you do your shopping in New York City? And I'll let you explain the detail. Well, go ahead. But explain. Well, and listeners, I'm going to give you the phone number here, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What are the details, Councilman?
Maybe reframe your question just a little bit. Listeners, are you ready to start bringing reusable bags when you go shopping? So let's start with, we all know plastic bags are a problem. We see them in the trees, the streets, the parks. They clog up the storm drains and the recycling equipment. They never decompose, so they become part of giant islands of plastic sludge. It's stunning when you think about it, but every year New Yorkers discard over 9 billion, billion with a B, single-use plastic bags, totaling nearly 100,000 tons of solid waste. Let's remember, they're made from petroleum and non-renewable fossil fuel. Every year in the U.S., about 12 million barrels of oil are used to make the plastic bags. Now, all we have to do to reduce that is start bringing reusable bags when we shop. And, of course, New Yorkers do harder things than that every day. We bring our Metro card to ride the train. We bring our keys. We bring our lunches in a bag from home. Most people, when they go shopping, already bring a cart or a car. So we can remember to bring reusable bags. It's just a little hard, but the evidence from cities and countries all around the country and around the world show that that 5 cent fee that we don't want to pay helps remind us to make a massive change in behavior in the places they've done it: Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Germany, Belgium, Israel, and South Africa. Basically, 80% of people start bringing reusable bags who didn't before, and you get very, very large reductions.
What happened to solid waste? To paper bags, which were also in the original bill, right?
Paper bags are still covered.
Oh, they
the
are.
Answer is yes, yeah, because the answer is not to get people to switch from plastic bags to paper bags. If you don't cover paper, and then the stores have to give out free paper bags, that could actually lead to more solid waste, because paper is better than plastic for sure, but most paper bags don't get recycled. They weigh more than plastic ones. They still wind up in the landfills, and you don't get the benefits of people starting to bring reusable bags instead. Also, those paper bags cost a lot more for the retailers, for the supermarkets and the stores, so they wind up having to spend a lot more. And all it takes is this little irritating reminder, and the overwhelming majority of us will bring reusable bags when we go shopping. We reduce our solid waste by, you know, tens of thousands of tons.
You mentioned San Francisco and Los Angeles as models for this. Didn't they just outright ban plastic bags?
Well, so the best comparable to what we're doing is Washington, D.C. They have a 5-cent fee on both plastic and paper. 80% of people started bringing reusables, and they saw over 60% reductions in bag waste. You're right that in California, for the whole state now, they have a 10-cent fee on paper bags and banned plastic bags entirely. So you can get a paper bag, but it costs you 10 cents. But again, what has happened there is most people bring reusable bags. San Jose, they saw the average number of single-use bags on the average shopping trip go from 3 bags to 0.3 bags. And now they don't have the litter in their creeks and rivers and storm drains.
Speaking of litter, Lisa in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. Good morning. My comment is that I reuse every single bag that I bring home for garbage and for kitty litter because my building requires me to dispose of waste that way. I sometimes borrow bags from other people, but if they're not going to recycle them at the box at Gracides, I'd also like to point out that this, in Manhattan, at least people don't have cars. You don't have a canvas bag in the back like you do in the suburbs. So people are not going to be carrying bags around with them at all times. And when my sister comes here from California, she brings home a suitcase of bags because she's so frustrated at not being able to get them there. So I just don't think this is appropriate for New York.
Councilman?
So first of all, the reason we chose a fee on both rather than a ban on plastic is so that the small percentage of people who do reuse them can still get them. So folks that use them for their kitty litter, their dog waste, or to line their small garbage cans can continue to reuse them. Overwhelmingly, they don't get reused. 70 or 80% of the ones we have get used once and get thrown away. It's also important to know when you bring them back to the supermarket or the drugstore and put them in that bin, they're still just going to landfills because they can't actually be economically recycled. It's physically possible to wash, shred, pelletize, and recycle, but it's much cheaper just to buy new plastic, and so almost none of them get recycled. They're just going to landfills anyway.
So what you're saying to someone like Lisa is you're going to pay 5 cents per bag that you're going to reuse, like it's a little purchase for you now, so that 70 or 80% of the plastic bags that go to no good use and pollute the environment get out of the system.
And my sense is that even most people who reuse them wind up with many more of them than they reuse. But yes, I mean, it is a product, and part of the reason why we've got such wanton, why they're everywhere. We don't need 9 billion. And what has happened is once something becomes free like that, and we don't stop to think about it, and they put the single candy bar in the bag at the convenience store, or they double bag, it just gets out of control, and that's what's happened. And the fee makes us think rationally about how many of them we really need instead of just running them off like there's no tomorrow. And each one doesn't seem like that much, but 9 billion adds up to a lot of solid waste.
Lisa, are you convinced?
No, I'm not. It's just another tax on me. I'm not certain who's going to make this profit, the store or the city, but it's just another way to charge me money, and I really hate it.
Lisa, thank you very much. Who does keep that 5 cents?
As it is in almost every place around the city in the world where they do it, the stores, it's not a tax. The city doesn't have the power to take that money from the stores, but it's also, we're not trying to collect the money. What we want is for people to switch to reusable bags. So the stores have to pay when they buy plastic or paper bags. They will keep this fee. But all the evidence says that overwhelmingly there'll be just so many fewer than there are. And people overwhelmingly will switch to reusables. Those people, some people who use them like Lisa does can continue to get them and reuse them, which is, again, why we're not banning them entirely. A lot of people can actually find cheaper alternatives. If you want to buy plastic bags in bulk for those uses, you can buy them for a penny each at Costco or online. So you don't have to pay 5 cents for them. If you need them, you could pay a penny each for them. And then bring reusable bags to the store, and you'd get all that you needed.
Mayor de Blasio was on the show on Earth Day, April 22nd, and he got a call on this topic. I want to play you this 26-second exchange with Roxanne in the Bronx.
Mayor, I want to ask you, when do you, in honor of Earth Day, when do you plan to sign on to the 5 cents fee on plastic bags?
Well, Roxanne, we are deep in negotiation with the city council. We're getting very close. We all agree that plastic bags have to go. There's still some questions about the mechanics of it, but the council has provided a lot of leadership on this one. I think we are very close to resolution.
So when he talked about some negotiations still going on with the council on mechanics or whatever, have there been some last-minute talks with the mayor's office that put any changes into this bill?
So we made a few changes in how we're going to study its impacts over time. We're going to have an annual study that looks at solid waste and what waste and litter reductions we get. After 2 years, we're going to do a big survey that will enable people to say what they're doing, how they've acted, whether they've replaced, how they feel about it. That'll give us the opportunity to make a recommendation. Should we keep it? Should we strengthen it? Should we change it? We also increased the outreach we're going to do. We're going to do a lot of outreach in community and ethnic media, newspapers, so there's plenty of time. It won't go into effect till October 1st. And we are in dialogue with retailers, some of whom have already agreed, and hopefully more will agree, to provide either free or reduced-cost reusable bags. I'll cite Sahadis, who had a great op-ed in Cranes about why they support this bill. They already offered discounted reusable bags to their customers because they'd rather not give out, plastic and paper bags wantonly for free, and we're working to get even more folks to do that.
What about this as a regressive tax? There's a class issue here that draws some complaints.
So I find this one a little confusing. I don't know whether people are saying that lower-income people are less able to remember to bring reusable bags, which I know is not true. We have in our coalition public housing residents, environmental and climate justice groups, low-income people, people of color, who want cleaner neighborhoods and don't like the plastic bags littering up the beaches of the Rockaways or the public housing in Upper Manhattan. And what the data all shows is this great survey from Washington, D.C., another from Buenos Aires, another, it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, black or white, young or old. No one wants to pay the fee. Everyone can remember to bring reusable bags, and that's what people will do. Mm-hmm. I've heard this one argued both ways. I've heard it argued, well, rich people, what do they care about the nickel? So they doesn't bother them. It turns out it does bother them. They don't want to pay it, and they are just as likely, again, 80% plus, to start bringing reusable bags, and so are low-income folks. L.A. County looked at the average cost to people from having this have gone into effect, and it was less than $6 a year per household. We don't believe we're going to change our behavior. I think it's hard to change, and so people don't imagine they'll start bringing reusable bags, but all the evidence from places all around the country and all around the world says we will.
You mentioned Germany as a model, and we have a caller who has some experience with the German system. So let's take Penny and Ramsey. Penny, you're on WNYC, and we're almost out of time for the segment, so we've got about a minute for you. Hi, Penny.
Okay, I'll make it really quick. Well, the fact that you live in a metropolitan area is absolutely no excuse for not using reusable bags. In Germany, everybody has reusable bags, and you do have to pay if there's plastic. You do not see the plastic bags floating around in the Rhine and the Danube like you do around here. And the other thing that I wanted to say was, in New Jersey, a supermarket started giving you 5 cents off if you used a reusable bag. That worked really well for about a year, and then they stopped doing it. And I asked them, why did you stop doing it? And they said, well, we accomplished what we wanted to. Well, guess what? A year later, people are back using plastic bags. So I think Americans are a little bit lazy. I think we need to get, with the rest of the world. It's not a big deal. There are these little, very thin nylon bags that you can tuck in a pocket or a purse and be prepared wherever you go.
Thank you very much, Penny. We'll give Penny pretty much the last word here, Councilman Lander, except I'll throw in that one of the callers is asking, what about those small plastic bags that they keep in the produce aisle that you can put your fresh produce in?
Stores can still give those out for free.
City Council co-founding, co-chair of the Progressive Caucus and councilman from Brooklyn and a sponsor of the 5-cent fee on plastic bags and paper bags that will be voted on in committee today, full council tomorrow. Thank you very much, as always.